Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Punaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavatitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Trayambakaya Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam. We can do it together. Om Trayambakaya Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrachor Mukshi Yamamrita Arta. Om Trayambakaya Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrachor Mukshi Yamamrita Arta. Om Trayambakaya Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrachor Mukshi Yamamrita Arta. Om Trayambakaya Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrachor Mukshi Yamamrita Arta. Om Trayambakaya Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrachor Mukshi Yamamrita Arta. Om Trayambakaya Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrachor Mukshi Yamamrita Arta. Om Trayambakaya Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrachor Mukshi Yamamrita Arta. Om Trayambakaya Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrachor Mukshi Yamamrita Arta. Om Trayambakaya Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrachor Mukshi Yamamrita Arta.
You know, when I speed up to have you learn how to do the chant a little bit faster, it's not like I'm trying to make you chant quickly. It's at that quicker speed is the normal speed. Right? So it's not like I'm trying to do a drill on you to make you chant really quickly. It's that in India they do chant, you know, because you know the chant so well that it's easy to chant much more quickly, and so the pace is a little faster. So that's why we're doing that. Okay. Let's go to the next one. This one, repeat after me. Om Shanno Mitrasham Varunaha. Om Shanno Mitrasham Varunaha. Shanno Pavatwar Yama. Shanno Pavatwar Yama. Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi. Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi. Shanno Vishnurukramaha. Shanno Vishnurukramaha. Namo Brahmane. Namo Brahmane. Namaste Vayo. Namaste Vayo. Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi. Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi. Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami. Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami. Vratam Vadishyami.
Vratam Vadishyami.
Satyam Vadishyami.
Satyam Vadishyami.
Tanmamavatu.
Tanmamavatu.
Tadvaktaramavatu.
Avatu
mam.
Avatu mam.
Avatu vaktaram.
Avatu vaktaram.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Together. Om Shanno Mitrasham Varunaha. Shanno Pavatvaryama. Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi.
Shanno Vishnurur Kramaha Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami Vratam Vadishyami Satyam Vadishyami Tanmam Avatu Tadvaktaram Avatu Avatu Mam Avatu Vaktaram Om Shanti 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 Badram Om Badram Karne Bishrinuyama Devaha Om Badram Karne Bishrinuyama Devaha Bhadram Pashe Makshabhiryajatraha Bhadram Pashe Makshabhiryajatraha Sirai Rangai I Stushtuvagum Sastanubihi Sirai Rangai I Stushtuvagum Sastanubihi Vyashema Devahitam Yadayuhu Yashema Devahitam Yadayuhu Swastina Indro Vrittashravaha Swastina Indro Vrittashravaha Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha Swastina Starksho Arishtanemihi Swastina Sarksho Arishanemihi Swastino Brahaspatir Tatatu Swastino Brahaspatir Tatatu Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Om Bhadram Karne Pishtinuyama Devaha Bhadram Pashe Makshabhir Yajatraha Stirai Rangai Istushtuvagum Sastanubihi Vyashema Devahitam Yadayuhu Swastina Indro Vrittashravaha Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha Swastina Starksho Arishtanemihi Swastino Brahaspatir Tathatu Om Shanti Shanti Shanti
We'll do this another three times.
Om Bhadram Karne Tishtinuyama Devaha Bhadram Pashe Makshabhir Yajatraha Stirai Rangai Istushtuvagum Sastanupihi Vyashema Devahitam Yadayuhu Swastina Indro Vrittashravaha Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha Swastina Starksho Arishtanemihi Swastino Brahaspatir Tathatu Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Om Bhadram Karne Vishrinuyama Devaha Bhadram Pashe Makshabhir Yajatraha Stirai Rangai Istushtuvagum Sastanupihi Yashema Devahitam Yadayuhu Swastina Indro Vrittashravaha Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha Swastina Sarksho Arishtanemihi Swastino Brahaspatir Tathatu Om Shanti 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 Om Bhadram Karne Vishrinuyama Devaha Bhadram Pashe Makshabhir Yajatraha Stirai Rangai Istushtuvagum Sastanubihi Vyashema Devahitam Yadayuhu Swastina Indro Vrittashravaha Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha Swastina Sarksho Arishtanemihi Swasti no brahaspatir tatatu. Om shanti shanti shanti.
We'll do this sentence line by line, and we can just repeat after me.
Om nakarmana na prajaya tane na tyage naike amritatvamana shuhu. Om nakarmana na prajaya tane na tyage naike amritatvamana shuhu. Parena na kanihitam guhayam viprajate yadyatayo vishanti. Parena na kanihitam guhayam viprajate yadyatayo vishanti. Vedanta vijnana sunishtritartha sanyasa yoga dyataya shuddhasattva. Vedanta vijnana sunishtitartha sanyasa yoga yataya shuddha sattva te brahma loke tu para antakale paramrita parimuchanti sarve te brahma loke tu para antakale paramrita parimuchanti sarve Dahrang vipapam parame eshma purtaim yat pundarikam puramadya sakkastam. Dahrang vipapam parame eshma purtaim yat pundarikam puramadya sakkastam. Tatrapi dahrang gaganang vishokastasmin yadantas tadupasitavyam. Tatrapi dahrang gaganam vishokastasmin yadantas tadupasitavyam. Yo veda dao swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah. Yo veda dao swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah. Tasya prakritilinasya yaparasa maheshwarah. Tasya prakritilinasya yaparasa maheshwarah. Natatra suryo pati na chandra tarakam. Natatra suryo pati na chandra tarakam. Nema vidyuto bhanti kuto yamagnihi. Nema vidyuto bhanti kuto yamagnihi. Tameva bhantamanupati sarvam. Tameva bhantamanubhati sarvam. Tasya bhasa sarvamitam vibhati. Tasya bhasa sarvamitam vibhati.
Now we'll chant it together at a slow pace.
Om, om na karmana na prajaya tane na kyage naike amritatvama na shuhu. Parena nakam nihitam guhayam vibhrajate yadyatayo vishanti. Vedanta vijnana sunishtitartha sanyasa yoga dyataya shuddha sattva. Te brahma loke tu para antakale paramritat parimuchanti sarve. Dahram vipapam parame eshma bhutam yat pundarikam puramadya sakkastam. Tatrapi dahram gaganam vishokastasmin yadantas tadupasitavyam. Yo veda dao swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah. Tasya prakritilinasya yaparasa maheshwarah. Na tatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam. Nema vidyuto bhanti kuto yamagnihi. Tameva bhantamanupati sarvam. Tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati. Om yaschandasam rishabho. Om yaschandasam rishabho. Vishvarupaha.
Vishvarupaha.
Om Yaschandasam Rishabho Vishvarupaha. Om Yaschandasam Rishabho Vishvarupaha. Chandopyo Jamrataat. Chandopyo Jamrataat. Sambhabhuva. Sambhabhuva. Chandopyo Jamrataat. Sambhabhuva. Chandopyo Jamrataat. Sambhabhuva. Chandopyo Jamrataat. Sambhabhuva. Samendro Metaya.
Samendro Metaya.
Spranotu.
Spranotu.
Samendro Metaya. Spranotu.
Samendro Metaya. Spranotu.
Samendro Metaya. Spranotu. No, just in chanting, the long vowels are, you know, the a, e, e, u, u. Those are the longs, right? R, r. Then a, I, o, ow are two mantras. They're considered a long vowel also because they're diphthongs. So just like the same length of the a, like you say a, a, the A also is longer. So you don't want to try to make the letter A or O the same length as a short, vowel, okay, as a short mantra. And so the long and the long vowels and the diphthongs are a little bit elongated. Okay, so so let's try it from the beginning. I just want you to know that so psychologically you're not trying to make the diphthongs the same length as the short vowels, okay? Om Yaschandasam Rishabho Vishvarupaha. Om Yaschandasam Rishabho Vishvarupaha. Chandopyo Jamrataat Sambhabhuva. Chandopyo Jamrataat Sambhabhuva. Samendro Metaya Aspranotu. Samendro Metaya Aspranotu. Amritasya Devatarano. Amritasya Devatarano. Bhuyasam.
Bhuyasam.
Amritasya Devatarano. Bhuyasam.
Amritasya Devatarano. Bhuyasam.
Amritasya Devatarano. Bhuyasam. Shariram meti charshanam.
Shariram meti
charshanam.
Shariram meti charshanam.
Jehwa me matumattama. Jehwa me matumattama. Jehwa me matumattama.
Jehwa me matumattama.
Jehwa me matumattama.
Jehwa me matumattama.
Karna abhyam bhuri vishruvam.
Karna abhyam bhuri vishruvam.
Karna abhyam bhuri vishruvam.
Karna abhyam bhuri vishruvam.
Brahmana koshosi.
Brahmana koshosi.
Metaya pihitaha.
Metaya pihitaha.
Metaya pihitaha.
Metaya pihitaha.
Brahmana koshosi. Metaya pihitaha.
Brahmana koshosi. Metaya pihitaha.
Brahmana koshosi. Metaya pihitaha.
Brahmana koshosi.
There's no really space, extra space between the koshosi metaya. Hear that? Koshosi metaya pihitaha. So, brahmana koshosi metaya pihitaha. Brahmana kosho simetaya pihitaha shrutam me gopaya shrutam me gopaya om shanti shanti shanti
om shanti shanti shanti
repeat after me again om yaschandasam rishabho vishvarupaha Om yaschandasam rishabho vishvarupaha chando pyo jamrita atsam babhuva chando pyo jamrita atsam babhuva samindro metaya aspranotu samindro metaya aspranotu amritasya devataranu bhuyasam Amatasya devatarano bhuyasam shariram me vicharshanam shariram me vicharshanam jihwa me matumattama jihwa me matumattama karna abhyam puri vishruvam karna abhyam puri vishruvam Brahmana kosho si metaya pihitaha Shrutam me gopaya Shrutam me gopaya Om shanti shanti shanti
Om shanti
shanti shanti Let's try it together. Om yaschandasam rishabho vishvarupaha chandopyo jamrita atsam babhuva samindro metaya aspranotu amritasya devadharano bhuyasam shariram me vicharshanam jihwa me matumat Tama karna abhyam bhuri vishruvam brahmanak koshau simetaya pihitaha shrutam me gopaya om shanti shanti shanti
There's one more time, just a little faster. Peter?
I don't know. This it's like it sounds an R in there, Jitra.
Jihwa.
There's no R
there. No, if I'm making an R sound, it shouldn't be.
No.
Jihwa. Jihwa.
So what's that conjunct?
It's a H plus a V. Conjunct consonant, a H with a V.
And it's pronounced as a W?
Jihwa. Well, yeah, because the consonant V, when it's in a conjunct consonant, unless it's a semi-vowel, will take the pronunciation of wa. When the semi-vowel v is surrounded by vowels like vadi or avagachati, right? Ava or vadi, there's no conjunct consonant, then it takes the v sound. When it's with a semi-vowel, another semi-vowel, it'll take the v sound, like vyapti, vyapti. Then it's with a semi-vowel, so vyapti. But if it's with a consonant, it'll take a regular consonant, except a semi-vowel, it'll take a w sound. So it's not jihwa, it's jihwa, jihwa. Yeah, and I think I've said this in many different times, you're just all hearing it at different intervals. In Bengal, va is always wa. It doesn't vary. It's always wa. There's some areas where it's always va. But for Swamiji and for most of the people I know and I've studied with, this difference that I'm explaining to you is how it is. So you might hear, if you go to Bengal, you'll hear, instead of vadi, you'll hear wadi. Instead of avagachati, you'll see avagachati. So you have to know that, right? But probably with the exposure that you'll have through the ashram and through me and through people that you meet, through Swamiji's, if it'll this va-wa differentiation will be there. Okay?
So interesting if there's geographical
differences
in this ancient language, you're still...
Well, it, yes, that's right. But, you know, even if people who speak Hindi have a different accent than people who speak Tamil or in Telugu, right? And so the language that you've been brought up with is going to influence your pronunciation unless you've done an incredible amount of work, like somebody like Swami Vagishananda, who probably has better pronunciation than almost anybody. But he worked and worked and worked. It would be like some, like a German speaker, for instance, coming here and ending up so that you absolutely cannot tell the difference between... That's very difficult. Right? Most people don't bother. They just allow...
Now his English is accented.
Now his English is accented. For Vagishananda.
Well, you know,
yeah, he's American.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, his Sanskrit study
affected his vocal system.
Well, no,
yeah.
But it also affected his English accent.
That's what I mean, yeah. Yeah, that's right. So let's chant this one more time, okay? Together. A little faster. Om yas chandasam rishabho vishvarupaha chando pyo dhyamata atsam babhuva samindro medaya aspranotu Amritasya devatarano bhuyasam shariram me vicharshanam jihva me matumattama karna abhyam bhuri vishruvam brahmana koshosi me dhaya pihitaha shrutam me gopaya om shanti shanti shantihi. Om Bhubihi Kshina Papanam Shantanam Vitaraginam Mumukshu Nam Apekshoyam Atma Bodho Vidyate. Om Tapobihi Kshina Papanam Shantanam Vitaraginam Mumukshu Nam Apekshoyam Atma Bodho Vidyate. Repeat after me. Bodo nyasatane pyohi.
Bodo nyasatane pyohi.
Sakshan mokshaika satanam.
Sakshan mokshaika satanam.
Pakasya vannivatnyanam.
Pakasya vannivatnyanam.
Vina moksho nasidyati.
Vina moksho nasidyati.
Avirodhitaya karma.
Avirodhitaya karma.
Na vidyang vinivartayet.
Na vidyang vinivartayet.
Vidya vidya nihantyeva.
Vidya vidya nihantyeva.
Tejas timirasankavat.
Tejas timirasankavat.
Parichinna ivajnanat.
Parichinna ivajnanat.
Tannashe sati kevalaha.
Tannashe sati kevalaha.
Swayam prakashate hyatma.
Swayam prakashate hyatma.
Megha payem shumaniva.
Megha payem shumaniva.
Ajnana kalusham jivam.
Ajnana kalusham jivam.
Jnana bhyasat vinirmalam.
Jnana bhyasat.
Kritva jnanam swayam nashyet.
Kritva jnanam swayam nashyet.
Jalam katakarenuvat.
Jalam katakarenuvat.
Samsaro swapnatu yohi.
Samsaro swapnatu yohi.
Ragadveshadi sankulaha.
Ragadveshadi sankulaha.
Swakale satyavad bhati. Prabodhe satya sanbhavet. Tavat satyam jagat bhati. Shruti karajatam yatha.
Yavanna
jnayate brahma. Sarvad Sarvadishtanam Advayam Upadane Kila Dhare Chaganti Parameshware Sargastiti Layanyanti Budbudani Vavarini Satchiratman Yanusyute Nitye Vishnu Prakalpitaha Vyaktiyo Vividasarvaha Hatake Kataka Divat Yathakasho Hrishikeshaha Nano Padhikato Vibhu Tadbedad binavad bhati Tannashe kevalo bhavet Nano padivashat eva Jati nama shramadeha Atmanyaro pitasto ye Rasavarnati bhedavat Panchi krita mahabhuta Sambhavam karma sanchitam Shariram sukadukhanam Bhogayatanamuchyate Okay, good. Now, verse 13. Repeat after me. Pancha prana. Mano buddhi. Dashendriya. Samambitam. Apanchikrita. Bhutottam. Sukshmangam. Bhoga sadhanam. Sindhi. Punch. This is a long compound here. This whole line is a compound. Pancha. Prana. Mano is actually manas. The word is manas. You haven't learned is ending nouns yet. Right? But that is becomes o in sindhi. So, and you have to learn that it's something you don't know anything about yet. So, manas becomes mano. Buddhi. Dasha. Indriya. A plus E is A. Dasha. Indriya. Samanvitam. Panchikrita. Bhuta. Uttam. A plus U is O. Bhuta. Uttam. Sukshma. Angam. Sukshma angam. Bhoga sadhanam. Okay? Now, in this sentence, there is no verb. And you notice that every compound ends in an M. You notice that? That means when there's no verb, the verb is the verb to be. The verb is. Right? And everything has to be in the nominative case because there's no verb. If the verb is the verb to be, right, then everything's going to be in the nominative case. And when you see something ending in an M, then your mind should go, oh, neuter, nominative, singular. like palam palay palani, right? So everything here is a neuter nominative singular.
What neuter but not masculine? Ramam?
There's, not Ramam. Ramam would be accusative, right?
Oh, good.
Let me think, just think now. Masculine ending nouns, like Rama. Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha, Ramam, Ramau, Raman. Neuter, nominative accusative. Palam palay palani, palam palay palani. Right? So now you see this M. There's no possibility of there being an accusative here because there's no verb. Okay? So that means it's going to be a nominative. So that means everything is going to be adjectival to whatever the main word in the sentence is. Alright? Now there's some things here that you need to learn that you'll be learning pretty soon. They're called past passive participles. Okay, so we have to learn that. But let's go through the word by word meaning and see if we can understand what this means, knowing that the verb is, and so everything is talking about one thing. If I say tet twamasi, that thou art, the that and the thou are talking about one thing. If I say the king, right, the king is old. Old and king are talking about one thing, the old king is. Right, so here, like that, everything, because all in the nominative case, they're all referring to one thing, qualities or attributes of one thing. So here, let's look at the words. Pancha, the word pancha means five. Prana means the vital force. There are five pranas, right? The five pranas are the in and outgoing breath, the peristaltic movement, the digestive system, the circulatory system. So prana, apana, vyana, all of these, you know, apana, there's five of them. So when we say, just like there's five sense organs, right? And there's five organs of action, like hands, feet, etc., there are five pranas. So here they say, pancha prana, five pranas, manas, the mind, the buddhi, the intellect, right? Dasha indriyas, the ten indriyas, the ten organs. Dasha means ten. Organs, indriya means organs. Why are there ten? Because there's five sense organs and five organs of action. So in Vedanta, we say for the sense organs, we have the word indriya, then jnana indriya, the organs of knowledge. Those are what we call the sense organs. The jnana means knowledge, indriya, so the organs of knowledge. You know, for gaining knowledge, for the organs of for knowing. Jnana indriyas. Those are, what you translate that in English is the sense organs. So there's five of them. Eyes, ears, etc. Sense of touch, smell, taste, all that. The other five indriyas are the karmendriyas, the organs of action. Like your hands, your feet, your ability to speak, your organs of evacuation and your sexual organs. Those are five. Okay? So you've got the jnanendriyas, five. Karmendriyas, five. That makes ten, dasha. So the ten organs means jnanendriyas and karmendriyas, the mind and the buddhi. Right? The mind, the buddhi. And then he has the five pranas. Now, we know if you're going to say mind and buddhi, right? The mind means the fluctuating mind. The indecisive mind, the buddhi is the decisive, determinative thinking. Mind and buddhi. They're leaving out the ahankara and the citta. Right? The memory and the ahankara. When they only give two, then the ahankara goes with the buddhi. The ahankara is included in the buddhi. The I notion is included in the buddhi. And the citta, the memory, is included in the manas. Okay? So that's why those aren't included. If they're not included, then you add them, knowing that the manas and buddhi will include these mental functions of the ahankara, the I notion, and the citta. So now, so let's look at this. Samanvitam just means that which is composed of or comprised of. Okay, so let's look at it. Pancha prana, the five pranas, the manas, the buddhi, the 10 organs. Dasha Indriya. Everybody see it? Pancha Prana, Manas, Buddhi, Dasha Indriya, Dasha Indriyas. 10 organs. Samanvitam. Composed of, comprised of. So that which is, so now if we were to read this whole thing, this is a compound. There's no endings between pancha, prana, manas. There's no endings. So you have to provide the endings. That which is composed of the pancha pranas, and so pancha would be adjectival to prana, the five pranas, the manas, and the buddhi, and the dasha indriyas, and the ten sense organs. Okay, so in your mind, I think that you automatically provide those endings, right? You know what it says. Comprised of, if you were just to read it like this, you take the samandit, you take five, prana, mind, buddhi, ten, indriya, composed of. See? You know what that means, right? You don't need to put all those words in. If you just read it, five, prana, manas, buddhi, ten, indriya, comprised of. See that? It makes sense to you. Let's look at the next one. Apanchi krita. Bhuta uttam. Uttam means produced by or born of. Uttam. Another past passive participle. That which is uttam, made of, produced by, produced, made, you can say made of, born of. The bhutas, the elements. Bhuta means elements. Apanchikrita. Remember the last verse, panchikrita? That which has been made fivefold is panchikrita. What would apanchikrita be? That which has not been made fivefold. So the bhutas, the elements, that have not gone through this process of panchikarana. Right? The elements that are apanchikrita bhuta. The elements, and the bhutas are the five elements, space, air, fire, water, earth, right? The elements which have not gone through panchikrita. So uttam, that which is produced by or born of, made of, composed of, made of. The uttam means like to be born from or produced from. So in English, you have to work with it. So a panchikrita bhuta uttam. Okay? So that...
What are those five elements?
Space, air, fire, water, earth.
That they have not,
they're in subtle form. They haven't gone through panchikrita. Once they go through the panchikarana, that's when they're divided into half and they each get an eighth of each other. Okay, but the subtle elements have not gone through that process of panchikarana.
Well, do we experience those subtle elements?
You experience them in your mind, yeah. If you have a thought, for instance, or if I ask you to have an imagination, or just the very, very stuff of the mind, what distinguishes it from physical. It's subtle. Okay. So, krita means is made.
Okay.
It's a past passive participle. So, it is made, it is apanchikrita, that which has been made fivefold. It comes from the root kriya, to do or to make. So, krita, that which has not been made fivefold. Panchikrita, that which has been made fivefold. Born of the Buddhas, uttam, bhutottam, born of the Buddhas, the elements, that have not been made fivefold. So that's a word for subtle elements.
And what application does that have, the panchakritam, in terms of, besides knowing that that exists, it's subtle elements, but it's like, how does it really work its way into the Vedantic application of knowledge?
Well, let's finish this verse,
yeah,
and I'll tell you, because there's a couple more things.
Yeah.
Let's finish the verse, and then I'll address that.
I got lost on that twam. I thought that was made of.
It goes apanchikrita,
yeah,
bhuta.
That's element. Bhuta is
and the uttam, produced by, born of. You can say made of.
Okay.
But born of is better, or produced from. Produced or born of or produced from the elements which have not undergone the panchikarana. Okay? A panchikrita, bhuta uttam. So now we're still, this is still adjectival. What?
Nothing.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Sukshma angam. Subtle. Sukshma means subtle, right? Angam is another word, means literally limb, but it also means body. It's important to know because this comes up sometimes. The word anga means, you know, a limb or a part of something, but it's also a word that's used for the physical body, for the sharira, for a body. Not just physical body, but for a body itself. So instead of saying sukshma sharira, sukshma sharira is what you usually hear, would be subtle body. We also hear sukshmangam, and you translate that the same, subtle body. So the word anga can also mean body, okay? So sukshmangam, subtle body, okay? So sukshma angam, sukshmangam. So the subtle body, sukshmangam, then boga sadhanam. Sadhanam means the means for something. Boga sadhanam, the means for enjoyment. And boga, if we would say like boga, the means for enjoyment, but then boga means the experience of positive or negative things. So we don't say the enjoyment of dukkha, right? But so it has more of the sense of bogas are those experiences that come our way. In just day-to-day language, even in Sanskrit, boga itself, the word has more of the sense of positive. Bogas, as like positive, like sukha. He's a bogey. He's somebody, you know, he's a real bogey, they'll say like that. Means that he just loves to party. He loves to party, yeah. But the word boga comes from buj, and it really means to partake. So a person partaking of the world. So boga are those things which you partake, those things in the world which you experience. How do you experience them? The sukshma sharira, the subtle body, is the boga sadhanam. The sukshmangam, the subtle body, from the verse, right? Sukshmangam is the boga sadhanam, the counter or the means for the experience, for experiencing, the means of enjoyment. Does everybody see that so far?
Does that have to be the emotional life and the intellectual life?
No. This physical body is inert, right? If the sukshma sharira goes, it's just a dead body. Right? So this dead body is not able to experience anything without the subtle body. Right? And so the subtle body is what allows you to experience the world in the mind. Now let's look at what the parts of the subtle body are. Like sukshmanga means what? Subtle body. What if I just say, remember the verb is. We're going to just unite two words here. The sukshmangam is the bogasadhanam. That's your basic sentence. The subtle body is the bogasadhanam, the means for enjoyment. The means for boga, for partaking, for experiencing the world. So sukshmangam is bogasadhanam. Now, each one of these, now, so notice that they're all in the neuter nominative. If we read backwards, this first compound next to it, apanchikrita bhutotam. If I read backwards, I would go, the sukshmangam, the subtle body, is born of the elements which have not undergone panchikarana, which have not, the sukshmangam, the subtle body, is uttam born of the bhutas, which have not been made fivefold, a panchikrita. Okay? So we would say the sukshmangam, which is produced from the elements which have not been made fivefold, then we go backwards again, which is composed of Samanvitam, the brain backwards, the 10 indriyas, Dasha Indriya, the 10 organs, means the sense organs and organs of action, the buddhi, the intellect, the manas, the mind, Pancha Prana, the 5 pranas. So if I were to say it in English, the subtle body, which is born of the 5 elements which have not undergone Panchikarana, which have not been made fivefold, which consists of or comprises the 5 pranas, the vital force, which has 5 members, the mind, the intellect, and the 10 indriyas, which means the 5 organs of action and the 5 sense organs. That subtle body is the means for bhoga, for experiencing the world. It means for enjoyment of the experience of sukha and dukkha. Okay?
So we got this.
Okay. Passive voice. I said I was going to do a little bit more work on it and add the things I wanted, and I did do that. So we'll just go quickly. I wanted to tell you some things, remind you of some things about it, and then we'll look at the examples on the 3rd page. Okay? So in the formation of the passive, the root stays the same as the base. And to that, the passive sign ya is added. And so that means that it's different. It differs from the active voice where you have the gunna signs and the conjugational tenses. That's not going to apply now. So whatever the root is, that root will take the ya, except for some exceptions. Now, another thing with that, when you have the active voice, sometimes just by exception, a root will change its form, like gum becomes gutch. Remember that? So you would have gum gutchati. But in the passive, those odd changes, peculiar changes, won't take place. So you would keep it as gum plus ya plus atmanapada endings. As you'll see, we can go in the present tense, the past tense, the future tense, all different kinds of tenses. We will always only be using the atmanapada endings. Okay? So root stays the same as base, plus ya, plus atmanapada endings. Now with the special cases, I noted that a root that ends in a short r, if you look at number 1, okay, a root that ends in a short r becomes ri. And there's quite a few of them. I listed about 5 or 6 of them, but there's more than that. Kriyate. Do you see that? Kri becomes kri plus ya. Dri, driyate. Everybody with me?
Yeah. What is this?
What's the problem?
I have an earlier version of the passive.
Is there another one on the...
There was one.
Can you check if there are 2 up?
You don't have one either?
No, I think I learned that. But I think that's... Okay, well, I have the last one.
So look at number 1, where R changes to we. Kri, kriyate. Dri, driyate. Dri, driyate. Mri, mriyate. Sri, sriyate. Hri, hriyate. You get so used to these type of changes, you know, but you just have to... I want you to see them so that if I say, when we're reading, oh, this is passive, or it becomes ri, you can see that, right?
Yes. What is the U there? A-T-U, 1-U.
Where?
After kriyate and driyate. Before it says to do, to make. 8-U.
Oh, okay. In how... in the passive voice... Whether it's in the 1st, 4th, 6th, or 10th gunna, which you've all learned, right, or the 2nd, or the third or the eighth, it doesn't make any difference because the gunas aren't taken into account. So here, if it says 8U, that means the eighth gana, which you haven't learned. Kr is an eighth gana root, and it's U is Ubayapada. It means it can take Atmanepada or Parasmaipada. And so if you look down, I put that one here because we use kr all the time, and kriyate is something that's being used. All of the other ones, like 6 Atmanepada, 1 Ubayapada, 6 Atmanepada, 1 Parasmaipada, 1 Parasmaipada. Okay?
So you use Ubayapada. Is it
Ubayapada
or
Upayapada? Ubayapada. Ba. Ask for it, ba.
Yeah, right. I don't get. So it says K, correct, right?
Yeah.
But what does the I come in? I mean, is that just assumed? But
this is the rule. Is that a short R becomes Ri?
Okay.
That's the rule. A short R, look at the number one. If a root ends in R, which is not preceded by a conjunct consonant, Ri is substituted for it before the Ya. You see that?
Yes.
Okay, so then in the example, do you see how Kr becomes Kri?
Yeah.
Kriyate.
Yeah.
Dr becomes Dri, Driyate. In the parentheses, I've put the transliteration. And that's because some of my Tuesday night students, I want to be able to have them be able to join if they want to. Does everybody see that now? Okay, let's go to 2. The final, number
Can
2.
We see that re, we know that that's passive then, usually?
If you see the re with a ya,
mm-hmm.
you will usually know that it's passive, but also in the 6th Atmanepada, you can see those type of changes also.
Mm-hmm.
In the 4th Atmanepada. 4th Atmanepada. But for the most part, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some situations like 4th Atmanepada roots where that change can take place. Mm-hmm. There's also some 6th Gunna roots where there are some unusual changes like that. But 90% of the time, yes.
It's either going to be 4th Atmanepada or it's going to be passive way. And Carol,
right.
Sorry, one last question. The 8U, 6A, 1U, like that, those are just qualifying the roots, right?
That's
what
right. Just to tell you what the root is if you were to do it so that you know what that... Because I give you the root, right?
Okay.
So that you know this root is an 8th Ubayapada, and it means to do, to make. Then if you say dhru, this root, you know, I give here, for example, I give the root and the passive form.
But then, how is the Driyate is the passive form, but it's a 6th Atmanepada. Was it supposed to be like the 4? Sorry.
All right, I'm sorry. Every root is going to have a gunna sign.
Right.
Every single root.
Right.
So I'm telling you what the gunna sign is of the root.
Right.
Okay, so if you look over to the right hand side, you'll see this root kr is an 8 Ubayapada, it means to do or to make.
Right.
But when I'm giving the example, I just give that's all extra information. So if you look at kr kriyate, I guess I should have labeled this more clearly. Kr is the root,
right.
Kriyate is the passive form, third person.
Right. Right. But that's not to say that in 8th, Parasmaipada, you mean it can be a Parasmaipada?
Or Ubayapada.
Right.
The root.
So it can just take another form that is that is not an Atmanepada.
Okay, let me go through this one more time. In the passive voice will take the passive sign ya,
right.
And always Atmanepada. Always. It doesn't matter if the root is Parasmaipada or Atmanepada. It will always take Atmanepada. If we're using the active voice, right, then the root...
Okay.
You get it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. Let's go to 2. The final E or U of a root is lengthened before Y, as G becomes G and Shru becomes Shru, Shru Yate. So let's look at some examples. There's Kshi, which is a first Parasmaipada root. It means to decay. If I make the passive, that short E becomes long E. Shiyate. Shi. If the five Ubayapada root means to collect, short E becomes long E. Shiyate. G, short E. Jiyate. Shru. Shru. Short U becomes Shruyate. Shri, short E becomes Shriyate. Smi, short E becomes Smiyate. Shru, short U becomes long. Shruyate. So there's just a rule there that says in the passive, a short E or U becomes long before the passive sign, yeah. Do you see the pattern?
Mm-hmm. But she could also be Jitami. I'm asking, sorry. I mean, it's an active voice, and it says mm-hmm. one P.
In the active voice, G becomes J because the ending vowel takes guna,
right.
And then the A plus the conjugational sign A becomes Jayami or Jayati. Okay. Let's look at three. Roots of the tenth conjugation, whose vowels take a guna or vriddhi in the active voice, undergo the same change before ya. The ya of the passive as chur in the active is choryati. So the passive would be choryate, not choryate. The tenth guna often behaves differently than all the other nine gunas. And there's just a rule here that says, unlike breaking all of the rules, whatever change in the base, whatever root-to-base change in the tenth guna that takes place in the active voice, that will also take place in the passive. So look at the example. Chur, the active form is choryati. The passive form is choryate. So chur, choryati, active, choryate. So that whatever root-to-base change is there, that stays. Tug. Tud in the active is tadyati. In the passive is tadyate. Tud, tadyati, tadyate. Tool. Tool in the active becomes tolyati. Passive tolyate. Does everybody understand the principle? Go ahead.
Yeah, I think I was getting confused because the classification is only for the active voice. I forgot that. There is no 10P or 1P or 1A for the passive voice at all. Sorry, so that was the whole basis of my confusion.
That's right.
4A.
But not, it's behaved like 4A.
It looks like it, but it's not, it's not classified as 4A. It looks like 4A.
But there's no classification, right?
Did you get it?
Most of it. That last, I don't need to.
Let me explain that again so that you don't get confused. In the sign for the passive is ya, right? Mm-hmm. What's the gunna sign for the fourth gunna?
Yeah.
The gun. You know what the gunnas are, the conjugations?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So for the fourth gunna, or the fourth conjugation, mm-hmm. the gunna sign is ya. So what if I had a fourth Atmanekara root? It would be, you know, the root, plus, and there's no root-to-base change in the fourth gunna. So you'd have the root, stays as the root, plus the gunna sign, ya, and if it's an Atmanekara verb, the te, ending, you know, the Atmanekara ending. So the fourth Atmanekaras will look like passives. So only context is going to tell you. If you see a fourth Atmanekara verb, it could be a passive also, but the context will tell you. Because in the passive, the ya is the passive sign, and it takes Atmanekara endings.
But when you said that each and every root is qualified as, you know, 4A, 6P, like that, each and every, but that is a classification that exists only in the active voice of that root.
That's
that
right.
That classification that does not exist in the passive.
That's right. Those gunas do not apply to the passive. The passive, the root stays as the root, and to that you add the ya, and to that you add atmanepada terminations.
Right.
There are a few roots that behave differently, and that's what we're looking at now. I just gave you a list of those. Okay. Let's look at number four. If roots have a penultimate in or anuswara, it is dropped before ya, except in certain cases. There are some roots that doesn't happen, but for the most part it does. As prashamps, in the active would be prashamsati in active and prashasyate in passive. That can, if you didn't know that, say you're reading something and you don't know that rule, you'd see prashasyate, and then you'd try to figure out, oh, well, what is the root? What's the root? You have to remember that a nasal is dropped in the passive because the root is shumps. There's nothing there. How are you going to know the root is shumps? Right. So there are not very many instances of that, but I just put it in because someday it may be useful. Five. The roots. Now, here's a list of roots, almost all except for one end in ah. Da, da, ma, gai, ha, pa, sta. All of these change their final vowel to e in the passive. Okay? Like da, diete. Da, diete. Ma, miete. Gai, which means this is like gita, comes from gai, to sing. Right? Giyate is sung. Ha, hiyate. Pa, piyate. Sta, to stand. Stiyate. So these are very common.
So in Mans, 2, 3, or 4, 8, I would be classified also as a U. So the same thing.
Well, no, it's because it has a form in the second gunna, and that would be parasmite, but it has another form in the fourth gunna.
Oh, I see. So you would be the same in both.
Okay, let's look at six. These are only really meant for you to read over so that you know that they exist. Okay? Final r, that's long r, is changed to ir as thre becomes stir, stiryate. But final r is changed to ur after a labial as thre pur, purna, purna, comes from thre purna. Right. So examples: kre kiryate, tre tiryate, tre puryate. Right. You have to have a certain attitude to not get overwhelmed by this.
She sees the fear in her eyes.
What to me is the it's all. Gone to a whatever you call the vowel, but then it went to ooh.
No, see the second part of it? But final r is changed to ur after a labial as pr becomes pur. Otherwise, the r goes to ir except for a labial and plus a labial. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do some examples. This is the part that I think is more important. Agnihi, this is active voice. Agnihi kashtam dahati. Right? Agnihi, fire. Kashtam, wood. It's a neuter noun. Kashtam, wood. Dahati. Agnihi dahati. The fire burns. Fire burns the wood, right? Agnihi, nominative. Kashtam. Wood dahati. Everybody see that? Fire burns the wood. Go over to the passive. Agnina kashtam dahyati. Agnina, by the fire. Kashtam, the wood, dahyate. See the ya da plus ya plus te dahyate. Kashtam, the wood dahyate is burned. So Agnina Kashtam Dahyate. By the fire, the wood is burned. Everybody see the difference? In the active voice, Agni is in the nominative, Agnihi. In the passive voice, Agni is in the instrumental, Agnina. So active voice, Agnihi Kashtam Dahati. The fire burns the wood. Passive voice, Agnina Kashtam, nominative, because Kashtam is neuter, Agnina Kashtam Dahyate. By the fire, Kashtam, the wood is burned.
That is a first
parasmaipada. Yeah, Let's look at the next one. Purushaha shatau tadayati. Purusha is people. Purushaha, nominative plural, purushaha. Shata is a thief. Shatau, ramaha, ramau, ramaha, ramam, ramau. So ramau is accusative here, because purushaha is the nominative plural. Purushaha, shatau, tariyati. Typo, it should be the lingual, like on the other side. Tadiyati. Tad means to beat. So, double typo. Oh, frustrating. This should be like this. It should be, this is what how this should look. Purushaha, that's right. Shatau. Do you see how I have you? This is what you have to change. I don't know what's going on with me. Purushaha Shatau Tadayanti. The Purushas, the people, beat Tadayanti Shatau, the two thieves. The people, nominative plural, the two thieves, accusative dual, Tadayanti, right, third person plural. The people, Tadayanti, they beat the two thieves. Purushaha, Shatau, Tadayanti. Right? Then, the two thieves, by the people. Now it's the two thieves, so the two thieves. Tadyete. Ite is the ending, so tadyete. The two thieves are beaten, so this has to be dual, because it's the two thieves by the people are beaten. So tadyete. You see, this is a conjunct, shiyavasya, hooks with that. Okay, tadyete. Ite is the dual, third person dual ending. So two thieves by the people are beaten. The two thieves are beaten by the people. This is plural here. Because this is plural, because this is plural. The people beat the two thieves. The two thieves are beaten by the people. You good?
So what's different in the...
But that's okay. I mean, that's what we have. I mean, the second example there.
The second example is in the passive. This is in the active.
No, I'm just saying the passive. Yes.
The passive is fine. This part is the problem right here.
Okay.
I just put it on the board. I thought it might be easier for you.
Okay.
Not because there's a mistake. Okay? Let's look at the next one. So the only thing you should be changing there is the verb of the active tadayanti. Tadayanti. Okay. Jana Rishin Vandante. If I break the Sandhi, Janaha Rishin. That's a nasalized semi-vowel, so it should be Janaha Rishin Vandate. Janaha Rishin Vandate. The person salutes or worships the rishis. Jana is a person. So the person, Rishin, the rishis, like Harin, accusative plural, Janaha, nominative singular, Rishin, right, like Harim, you know, Hari, Harim. So the Janaha, the person, Rishin, the rishis, Vandate, the person worships the rishis or salutes the rishis. If I want to put that in passive, Rishayaha, Janena, Vandyante, the rishis by the person are worshipped, are saluted, right? The rishis are saluted by the person. The person salutes the rishis. The rishis are saluted or are honored by the person. Do you see how Rishayaha is the nominative singular plural of Hari? Harihi, Hari, Hariyaha. Rishihi, Rishi, Rishiyaha. Rishim, Rishi, Rishin. Okay, so Rishiyaha is nominative plural, right? The person honors the rishis. The rishis are honored by the person. Did anybody see that? Look at the vand. This is an instance where the vand, that nasal, doesn't drop. So vand stays as vand. Vandate, it's a sixth vowel manipura. And then in the passive, it's vandya, vandyante, because rishis are plural. Let's look at the next one. Chatraha shlokan patanti. Chatraha shlokan patanti. The students learn the verses. Shlokan. Chatraha, nominative plural. Shlokan, accusative plural. Patanti, third person plural. Students, verses, learn. The students learn the verses. Let's look at the passive. Chatraihi, by the students, instrumental plural, shlokaha, the verses, patyante, pat, plus ya, plus the apnepada ending, patyante. The verses are learned by the students. Get the hang of it a little bit? Remember the impersonal that we talked about last week, where they're as an intransitive verb, like suryaha prakashate, the sun shines. Suryena prakashate, the sun shines. You're not going to say it is shown by the sun, but you can make a passive construction that you don't translate that way in English. By the sun, it is shown. Suryaha prakashate, suryena prakashate. These are intransitive verbs. Ishwaraha bhavati, the Lord is. Ishwaraha bhavati. Ishwarena Buyate, it is by the Lord. So you can see, it's fine in Sanskrit, it's not fine in English. So you keep an active translation for these impersonal constructions, because we don't have that in English. You see it? Mm-hmm. Okay, so, you know, I would just maybe read this over a couple of times, just so that you don't feel afraid of it. So that you can... All that you need to recognize is what the passive construction is, what a passive sentence is versus an active sentence, and that how the passive is formed, and that there are exceptions. In a long A will often become E. Short E becomes short E, or U becomes long. So there's some exceptions so that you get kind of used to that. Okay? Let's do a Purnamada.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.